Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Today's topic is Secrets of the Truth God, given by your host, Philip Finger Ajisafe. I am the presenter, Cassandra Jove. If you're calling in, please put your phones on mute. Please enjoy the broadcast, and may God bless his ministry.
Thank you. And let us add a session of prayer. Lord, we thank you for this hour. You are the Lord, creator of heaven and earth. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, to use this broadcast to change the life and to let people that in darkness receive the light and the righteousness of you through your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Presenter have said, seekers of the truth, God. The time we may not permit us to go into the full in depth, but I will try as much as possible as God allows within the given limited time allotted to this broadcast has given me to be able to achieve, and leave the rest to Almighty God Jehovah to put illumination into the heart of the listener. Seekers of the truth, God. Without wasting our time, we know every human being, we are all seekers. What we are seeking for might be different. And at times, we try to put priority on what we are seeking. For instance, some people are seeking for fame. Some people are seeking for money, for a spouse, seeking for good art, and so on and so on. I believe the creator of mankind, the creator of heaven and earth, has made us to be aspiring, seeking, and continuously seeking. But for today's broadcast, as we have heard, seekers of the truth, God. Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. Whether we believe it or not, there are many gods, but there is only one true God. The truth. And I want to try to give illumination as little as I can to how to seek the true God and who are those the seeker of the true God. I want to base my text of this topic in the scripture by reading from the scripture, the Bible, from Psalm 24. The book of Psalm 24, I would like to read from verse 1 to 6. It read us, I'm reading from the New King James Version. The heart is the Lord's, and all his fullness. The world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may see who has clean hands and a pure heart? Who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully? He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Let us examine verse 3 to 6. As we are trying to emphasize on the seekers, that is, seekers of the truth God, the God of heaven and earth. I'm not trying to say the seeker, because there are different types of people that are seekers. I'm not talking about those that seek God to receive something from God. That is, I'm not talking about seeking God's face through prayer and fasting. I'm not saying it's not good. It is part of the way to seek God. But I want to lay my emphasis on seeker of the truth God, seeker of God. Can we seek him? Now, there are times we seek God to receive things from him. Sometimes we think by religion. I'm not trying to dwell on that. From this text of Psalm 24, verse 3 to 6, the Bible says, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? Fast forward, trying to answer. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. You see, the seekers of the truth God, like I said, the time may not permit me, but I pray unto Jehovah God to give us the heart of understanding, to be able to give us the understanding of what I'm trying to convey into our heart, to his glory, in the name of Jesus Christ. When we try to examine this critically, qualification of the seekers of the truth God, as we have read from verse 4. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. Honestly, we will find out that no one on this planet meets this criteria. But how can we seek the true God? And who are those the seeker? And verse 5 said, there is a reward for the seekers of this true God. Number one, the seekers of the true God shall receive blessing from the Lord. Two, righteousness from the God of his salvation. But I want to, as the Bible points to us, saying a meaningful way to have the understanding of those people that seek this true God and how we can. And verse 6 says, this is Jacob, that is the generation of Jacob who seek your face. When we hear about Jacob, let us just see, go to the biography of Jacob. Who was Jacob? We know Jacob was twin brother of Esau, the children of Isaac and Rebekah, in the book of Genesis chapter 25. But when the Bible said, the seekers of this true God are like the generation of Jacob. Now let us dig into the foundation of Jacob. Because like I said, verse 4 has given us some criteria that no one can ever meet to be a true seeker of this true God. Because verse 4 of Psalm 24 said, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, never seen from the generation of humanity anyone that can boast that he meets this criteria, unless if that person is out of his mind. But the scripture did not leave us cluelessness. That is, these seekers of this true God, by saying they are the generation, like generation of Jacob. Then I said, who was Jacob? We know about Jacob. He was a deceiver. And he was a supplanter. And he was a manipulator. But why the revelation has to come that those that seek this true God must seek God like Jacob did. And when, verse 4 said, they must have clean hands, is Bible contradicting himself? No. That is why I said, to seek this true God is not by seeking him only by reason or by logic. No. Or by religion. If we study the book of Old Testament, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, you will see man cannot come to perfection of the curator of the universe by ritual, by religion. Now there is a question now. If we have to seek this true God, and what makes Jacob to be the seeker of the true God? It's simple. The seekers of the true God to come the way they are. You cannot hide on the basis of your religion, the set of rules, beliefs, even your faith. The Bible makes me to understand, like I said, even Jesus said, God is not God of dead. He's a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are able to, because there are many examples in the scripture, but I'm just trying to lay this good emphasis on Jacob, as the book of Psalms said. And that the advantage of seeking, or the reward of seeking this true God. Jacob in the scripture has three names: Jacob, Israel, and Jeshurun, a deceiver. Even the Bible said it. If you read the book of Genesis 28, verse 35, when Jacob deceived his father to take the blessing belong to Esau. And Isaac said, but he said, your brother came with deceit and are taking away your blessing. True seekers of this true God have to be seeking God like Jacob. And like I said, Jacob came to God naked. When he had an encounter with God Almighty on his way back to meet his brother, and God asked him, what is your name? He did not hide. He said, my name is Jacob. Don't forget, when he was going, running away from his brother after snatching away the blessing, the time is not permitted. In the book of Genesis chapter 28, when he ran from his brother because of deception, when he had an encounter with God, he make a vow. And he said, in the book, chapter 28, he said, if you can preserve me from my journey, that is, I'm reading from Genesis 28, verse 20, but summarizing, that Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat, and clothes to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. The true God has to surrender in totality beyond any religious affiliated and say, come what may, I confess that you are going to be my God. That is number one. Number one thing that Jacob confessed. He knew himself to be a supplanter. He knew that it was a pilgrimage on this heart. He knew that he was a deceiver. He knew he had an encounter with the living God, the true God. And Jacob never said, you see, my brother made me do this or this, this, that, but he said, you are going to be my God. I want us to know that the Bible says in the Psalm, the book of Psalms, that 24, it says, they that diligently seek God. To be a seeker of this true God, we have to diligently seek Him. And that is why I said, the time may not permit me, but I will just enumerate on this reward. And that is why Jacob's name was being mentioned in the Bible. When we seek God, this true God, not the God of fame, because position, possession, power does not guarantee happiness or does not make us to be a seeker of this true God. I have a numerous example of people that seek this true God consciously or unconsciously. Tamar, Rahab the harlot, Mary Magdalene, David. God even told David that a man after his own heart. And for as many that can seek God diligently, come to Him the way we are. Surrender and say, you are my maker. You know me inside out. I don't have power to change myself, but I am seeking you, oh God. I want to please you. You are my God, regardless of what is going on in my life. That is the only way we can seek this true God. And when we seek Him in that way, verse 5 of Psalm 24 give us the reward. If we can do as Jacob, make confession and seek Him diligently, and God was satisfied. Job seek God with his own integrity, and God accredited righteousness to Job. And the same thing for we that are believers of God, the creator of heaven and earth, we have to seek Him. Not based on our religion, not based on what we know, but go to Him naked. Just like when Jacob was asked, when the angel asked him, what is your name? I am Jacob. Even when he was with Laban, he did not change. He did not change his character because he had no power. But when he was leaving, where he was sojourned to meet his son that was thought to be dead, the Bible said in the Genesis chapter 44, Jacob make an altar. And that is why we are able to read about Jacob today. And that is why, for he seek God the way he was transparently, he you receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness. Just like the book of Romans, chapter 15, in conclusion said, verse 4, Romans chapter 15, verse 4, make us to understand that, let me quickly read it, Romans chapter 15, verse 4, somebody's coughing. He said, for whatever things were written before, were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. To leave us with this powerful scripture. To seek this true God, we have to seek Him the way we are. Not always what we can receive from Him. It's okay to seek Him because He's the giver of all things. But if we want to receive the utmost eternal blessings of God, righteousness and salvation, we have to seek Him diligently. And that is to make us to know that God, we can say God, our God, the creator of heaven and earth, is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And by seeking Him diligently, we are member of those recipients of His promises, blessing, righteousness, of our salvation. And I pray, may the Lord God give us deep illumination and understanding to this broadcast in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. May the Lord bless us all.
Thank you for listening to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. You'll be notified of any upcoming broadcasts by social media. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.